Hi guys, I'm Ray, founder of Divine Jams Gospel Network, your Christian music marketing promoter. On this episode, you'll learn how our interviews provide a gateway to major search engines for gospel recording artists with new release music. I think you'll be amazed what we have in store for artists, and it's all free. So stick around. I'll have more to share with you right after this.
You're now tuned in to Divine Jams Podcast, bringing you inspiration and talented artists and the story behind the music. Founder of Divine Jams Gospel Network and your host, Brother Ray.
It's no big secret that podcast interviews is an excellent way to promote your new release project. But what you may not know is that it's not only the top 100 podcasts that impact a target audience for artists with inspirational music. We created the blueprint for recording artists to appear on our show with expectations of receiving excellent search engine marketing results. How can we predict great SEM, you might be wondering. Well, I believe when a person of faith align themselves with the Word of God, then record songs to express their experience and testimony, often there is an anointing that manifests. So when godly artists connects to our product or our podcast, multiple souls activate the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of our communication. Collectively, we put in the airwaves a form of praise that give God the glory. As the Bible says in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them." And we strongly believe that. You can say that Divine Jams podcasts reflect a corporate gathering of God's people actively honoring what God has done or will do in Jesus' name. And that alone is a benefit that should inspire artists for an interview. What we look for in a song. I always advise artists in my consultations that when you articulate the meaning and story behind a song in a way that triggers emotions, it intensifies your message. And even more when viewers can simultaneously see artists on video, they are able to give your song more value. Why? A video interview allows viewers and listeners to use almost all of their physiological senses to make a sound decision on how you impact them. As humans, we experience reality through our senses, and senses are the physiological methods of perception. And marketing is proven to this very day that video is the most effective means of advertising. But to be fair, you might be asking, or you may ask, well, Ray, there are plenty of podcasts doing the same thing. What makes Divine Jams different? Well, I would answer, you know, that's a good thing, right? I mean, the more the merry. Rising artists can receive a fair shake sharing their gifts and talent. But I will also add, as a committed Christian and gospel music marketing promoter, God provided us with additional tools, education, and affiliate partners to go beyond the interview. It's why Divine Jams is a network. We have a rapport with multiple media outlets to include mainstream tech businesses. That means we can use our resources and marketing tools to catapult our episodes. It's a free opportunity for artists to see what happens before investing in paid marketing support. Our process for promoting episodes. One, artist episodes are distributed on major music platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, iHeart, Amazon Music, YouTube, Google, and many other music platforms. We're also syndicated on major blogs such as Crossmap, which is the sister site for Breathcast. Number two, episodes are properly optimized with meta tags, hashtags, a description. We do keyword research, and some interviews are promoted with a paid Google AdWords campaign. Number three, listeners get to hear a preview of an upcoming or new release project, which can help our programmers within the distribution of our network decide if they are interested in radio airplay for that project. Number four, episodes are e-blasted through our newsletter. This is very important because we take pride in our email marketing. Our recipients are categorized by Christian and gospel music formats, media specialty, type of fan base, and most importantly, updated regularly to eliminate bounce backs and returned emails. There's nothing worse than having a list of outdated email addresses, right? I'm sure you guys kind of probably experienced something of that before, receiving some type of email blast services, right? Well, our email marketing tool assures us that we won't send emails to addresses that no longer are in use. And again, we keep our database updated. Number five, artists should know that our video interviews require that you have a Chrome or Microsoft Edge browser for laptops, iPad, or desktop. If you're using an iPhone or Android, you'll get our free app upon approval of the interview. Just be sure to use high-speed internet connection. Now, of course, there's more to promoting a song, and we have services to get that job done. But if you're interested, go to divinegems.com to receive our music marketing consultation first. We received amazing Google and Facebook reviews on how it blessed many artists and even saved them a lot of money. Now, if you're like me, you're wondering why would Divine Jams go the extra mile promoting an interview and for free? Surely there must be something we want in return. And that would be correct. The submission requirements are as follow. Number one, submit your project to divinegems.com for the podcast interview distribution. Number two, interview for a single. The song can be on an EP or an album. However, we will select from the project the song and story of our choice to interview you. Three, it should be a mixed master song of high quality. This means that the lead vocals, the chorus, the production, songwriting, and delivery must be professional. And number four, if your song is an upcoming release, submit it within 6 months before the release date. And if your song has already been released, then it should not be older than 6 months. The idea for us to distribute your music is to also send it to other promoters seeking new release projects for their platform or radio program. So it's pertinent that it's a new project or an upcoming project. In conclusion, now that I've shared what to expect in our coming episodes, what I will ask you to do is subscribe now and be prepared to watch and or listen to what I believe will be inspirational content from artists and guests who will expose their truth behind the song. So until next time, I'm Brother Ray, and thank you for tuning in to DivineJams.com. Or should I say, until next time, I'm Brother Ray. Thank you for tuning in to Divine Jams Gospel Network podcast.